We're back, folks. Major to Me Season 4 is officially underway. Just a few things to keep in mind as you listen. First, it's 2008 and Tristan is trying to finish the second semester of his sophomore year. Second, if you haven't listened to the spinoff series Majoring in Her, you may want to as it gives a few insights as to the development in Denise's love life. Plus, I might be a little biased, but it's a pretty good series. And lastly, be sure to support. Like, subscribe, share, and heck, float a donation via the link. All right, without further ado, enjoy the episode.
So let me get this straight. You had a meeting with your brothers. You all got into an argument. David is a raging homophobe. You outed you and Kendrick, and now Kendrick is mad with you.
Yep, Denise, that sounds pretty much right.
Why is your life so dramatic? Did your grandparents get cursed by a voodoo priestess or something?
Excuse me? Oh, and rude?
I'm sorry. I made Nathan watch Eve's Bayou last night.
Okay, but geesh, can we leave my grandparents out of this? I mean, she's right about the drama, though.
Fair enough. But back to all this shit you've got going on. I'm surprised you waited this long to tell me.
Trust. I wanted to tell you the night everything popped off, but I've literally been a mess and still swamped. After all that went down, we are still pledging these boys, and between their process, school, and work, I'm just exhausted.
Well, the silver lining, I guess, is you managed to keep Tyson online.
I guess so. I mean, after the stuff David started to spew, he actually made it hard for Chance to side with them and Lamont. I guess Chance didn't want to seem like a bigot.
I mean, how big of him? And what about David?
He's just not around. Chance will take some time, but forget about him. What about me and Kendrick? We haven't chilled in a week, and the only time we talk is with the babies around.
I'm sure you and Kendrick will be fine.
I don't know. He called me selfish for outing him, and even compared me to that dumbass Xavier.
Yikes. Well, I'm still convinced, though, you two will be fine. He just needs some time, and hopefully tonight you'll get your mind off things for a little while.
Let's hope so.
The fact that you're going to your first gay club with your younger brother still sounds so weird to me, but hey.
I know, but Jordan has been down lately about his love life and being the good big brother that I am. I told him to tell me how I could cheer him up. And for some reason, this is what he came up with.
But he's not old enough.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to avoid a Howard homecoming situation where his young ass goes out by himself to hang out with people too old. I figure if I go with him to this club, he won't try to sneak off and go by himself. Besides, Jordan found an 18 and up spot in Baltimore, and he's almost 16.
I have so many follow-up questions.
Well, you have one. I'm actually pulling up to my dad's house now.
Okay, then.
Denise.
All right, I'm thinking. Ooh. Where does your dad think you two are going tonight?
He just thinks that Jordan is spending the night with me at my dorm. Which is technically true, because we'll go back to my place after the club.
You know you're going to have to give me a detailed report about everything tonight, right?
Yeah, I know. I'll hit you later.
Okay, bye.
Bro, did you see him? I think he was looking at me.
Easy, Jordan. We haven't even gotten in yet, and you're already this excited? Besides, like I told you in the car, we're here to have a good time, but under no circumstances am I letting any of these guys get too close to you.
Dang, Tristan. You're really gonna block me like that?
Yeah, I am. Unless you meet someone that is underage and illegally snuck into this place too, it's a no-go. Why is this boy obsessed with growing up so fast? Why can't he be more like me at his age? Damn near asexual, awkward, and too shy to step up out of his bubble.
Fair enough.
Right. And stop stalling. Now that we're in line, what's your secret plan to getting into this club?
I guess I could tell you now. Okay, so back when I was on Grindr, I was talking to this guy that was a promoter that worked here. He said whenever I wanted to roll through, he could hook me up.
Oh, Jordan. Your way in is through a guy you met on Grindr? I'm not sure about this. Did you even see him at the door?
Not exactly, but I log back into Grindr and send him a message. I'm just waiting for him to respond. And before you say anything, it's my first time logging in since you made me get off.
Tristan, you have no one to blame but yourself. You really should have asked these questions before we left. So, baby bro, your plan sucks. Love you, but it really does.
Bro, I think it could work.
Well, hang on to that idea as a last resort. But here's what I'm thinking. You fall back to the back of the line. I'm going to go in. After 5 minutes or so, I'll come back outside and give you my ID.
I don't know, Tristan.
Just trust me. Now go ahead and go. Oh, and take this.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Tristan. This will definitely work. People say you and Jordan look alike all the time. Almost like twins, even. So just relax and be cool about it.
ID?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, hold your arms out.
Ugh, I hate getting patted down.
You're good. It's 10 at the door.
10 to her, I get a stamp, and boom, I'm in. This is different, and yet the same. The few straight clubs I've been to are all pretty much like this. I guess you have the quote-unquote cool guys over there posting up the wall, acting like they don't want to dance. Then you have the group of friends on the dance floor moving like they don't have a care in the world. And look, the folks that are grinding hoping to get pregnant. Although a baby clearly won't be conceived here. Damn, people don't even say excuse me in gay clubs either? Noted. Let me go get Jordan. Excuse me. I'm sorry, but can I just go grab my phone real quick and come back? I think I left it in my car and I'm waiting on my friend to text.
You got a stamp?
Yep, right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. There he is. Okay, give me my phone and take this.
What if they don't let you back in?
That's what I have a stamp in my hand for. If something goes wrong, I'll text you.
Bet.
Am I a genius right now?
Bro, I can't believe that worked.
Believe it. So, what do you think?
I think the guys in here are fine as shit.
Now that I can agree with you on.
But hey, do you see that one guy by the bar? He keeps looking over here at you.
No, he doesn't. Who am I kidding? He is definitely staring at me, and he is definitely gorgeous. If I wasn't involved with Kendrick's angry ass, I might go over there and talk to him. It doesn't even matter, bro. Even if Kendrick is pissed at me, and we aren't really talking, I still have a boyfriend. Come on, let's go look around some more.
Bet. Hey, Tristan. I know this might sound crazy, but isn't that him?
Him who?
Kendrick.
What? Where?
Standing over there in the corner by the bathroom with that cute guy.
What is this boy talking about? Oh, shit. That is him. And he's here with fucking Xavier of all people? I know he's mad at me, but this is what he does? This? What do I do here? Do I act like I don't see him, leave, and then hit him up later and ask if he's hanging out with Xavier? Or do I bust his ass right now?
That is him though, right bro?
Yeah, it sure is.
And the guy he's talking to is a friend, right?
Well, they definitely know each other.
Oh. Do we need to roll up on them then? Cause I'm ready for whatever.
Chill. I appreciate you having my back and all, but it's not even necessary. Come on, let's go say hi.
Let's.
Tristan, keep your cool and don't call the scene.
Kendrick, what's up?
Oh, Jordan, hey. You're a little young to be here, aren't you?
Maybe, but I got Tristan here. You know, my brother, your boyfriend.
Yeah, I remember. How you doing, Tristan?
Really? How you doing, Tristan? Is that how he's going to play this? All right, then. I'm good. Wasn't expecting to see you out. And with company.
Now you know me better than that. And this is your baby brother? You two look so much alike.
Yeah, practically twins. Kendrick, can I talk to you over here real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Jordan, don't move. I'll be right back. Kendrick, what the hell? Xavier?
I swear it's not what you're thinking. Nothing is going on. We just hanging out as friends.
As friends? Since when? You know what? I don't even care. Because at the end of the day, you've been ducking me for fucking days. But you got time to hang out with him of all people?
Tristan.
Save it. It's cool. Have a good night.
Tristan.
Why can't we just be a drama-free couple for once? Shit, are we even still a couple? Jordan, come on.
Are we leaving?
Leaving? Nah, we're not leaving. You wanted to have a good time, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Bet.
Now, let's go see if that guy is still by the bar.
Hey, Tavion Scott here. I appreciate you for listening. If you're a fan of what you hear, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you're feeling generous, send a monetary gift my way. All right, until next time.